T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The helmet thing is a personal matter to him. You know, he has a strong feeling about what he's worn on his head, and we're supporting.
I don't need the blade.
And I don't really love the one that I'm in, but, you know, I don't really have much of a choice.
Dale Arnold.
Anything? No, people read it.
There's Jarrett Stidham, your 2020 starting quarterback for the Patriots.
Oh, God.
We've lost Tom Brady.
Rich Keefe.
Rich is off on vacation today.
He's no longer on the Turbo Team.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
All right, it's a Wiggy Wednesday.
Wait a minute. It's hard for me to be wrong.
Magic Andy.
Saltburn.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Rich is off this week. Andy Hart, Jermaine Wiggins in the house with us down here at Gillette Stadium. Andy and I really like this commute a lot.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Can we come back here tomorrow?
Mañana. Come on, Wiggy.
See, the commute coming doesn't bother me. It's going to be the commute leaving.
Mine's going to be good both directions.
Oh, it's going to be fine. Zip right up 495. Be there in a couple of minutes.
As soon as I get off air, like at 2 o'clock, I got like 15 minutes to make sure I can get to 128 before
the sprint.
Yeah, before that, 2:30.
He's going to be like Gumball Rally, getting out of the parking lot.
Well, it's like
here.
You say, when you know police officers, you can go. I'm flying down there.
You a fan of the Snow Bowl? You remember that game, right. Officer?
Come on, let me get to.
I look familiar at all?
Right, I gotta get on 128 into a certain area before a specific time, because if not, it's a parking lot from the Mass Pike to Burlington Mall.
What about a helicopter? They got a helipad right out here.
That would be nice.
Ask Robert if you can borrow and just
see if somebody can take my truck back home for me.
Yeah, no, they pick you up tomorrow. Your truck will already be here. Did we tell you we're doing the show here tomorrow?
Oh, please, from your mouth to... A couple of very quick things, and then we'll get back to the stuff at hand. The Red Sox have released their regular season schedule for next year.
Oh, boy, we've really turned the page, huh?
No, here's the only part I was gonna mention. They open Thursday, March 26th.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day in
Boston.
They're
in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Under the dome, which, okay, fine. But March 26th.
Yeah, the question is, will number 50 Mookie Betts be there?
Yes.
Ooh, with a new contract?
No.
Ooh.
You think they're going to get what they
need? Well, Bradfo told me on Sunday on the award-winning Bradfo, Wiggy, and Reamer show.
Nice. What award did you
award?
Win?
We won one of these awards.
Which one?
One of these radio awards. Dale, I've won so many radio awards.
Just give me one of them.
Yeah, just
Marconi.
Name one.
I think it's Marconi.
I'm fairly certain you didn't win that
it's the
one.
The Sunday morning Marconi. It's a very specific category.
What's a Marconi anyway? Somebody giving it out. We won an award. So anyways, we were talking about the Mookie Betts, and he thinks that by March 26th or whatever it is, or March 15th, he believes either Mookie Betts will have a new 10-year deal or he'll be traded.
So he won't go into the contract year. He won't be the Tom Brady lame duck year.
Nope, he'll either have a new deal, and he believes it'll be a new deal.
With
10
big
years,
money.
10 years, $350, he called it.
$35 million a year.
Yep.
That's a lot of money. I don't think he's going to get traded. I mean, everybody brings up the Braves as the team that would make sense, and they
closer
have
to where he lives,
and they have, I believe, the number one overall prospect in baseball, an outfielder. I believe they have a pitcher or somebody that's like 34, and there's sort of been speculation. That's where you start. Two of the top 34 prospects in baseball, including the best outfield prospect in baseball. I just, if I'm the Braves, why do I do that?
Because you want arguably maybe the second best player in baseball,
but I am going to have to trade a number one prospect outfielder.
Right.
And a...
who I've got financial control of for a number of years.
To then hand Mookie Betts $350 million. So I gave up great players, and I have to give up the money. It just doesn't make, to me, organizational sense. If he hits free agency, okay, I'm just going to pay you. Here's the $350, because I'm also keeping my prospects.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But to do both?
I see what you're saying.
I think that's bad business.
Yeah, why would you? Yeah, if you know that you could be a bidder and a potential landing spot for him in free agency, it wouldn't make sense for you to...
Like, you know, Patriots example, back in the day, they traded Matt Cassel who was franchised as a quarterback, and they got a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
If Matt Cassel were free and clear, you know, the money he would have gotten on the... Like, why do you do both?
Right.
It's a double dip that makes no sense.
I agree with you on that Mookie Betts.
So Mookie will be there. Don't worry. Well, buy your tickets now. Mookie will be there. Enjoy the game.
He'll be there with a new
beer. All right, we've already gone further along this baseball area than I planned to because...
See, that's what happens when we start going, Wiggy and I. We just kind of... You're the host. You got to keep us in.
And I've tried several times to bring this thing back on track, and Wiggy intentionally doesn't look at me over here.
He doesn't get your hand signals.
Oh, no.
He goes timeout.
He gets them. He ignores.
Well, if there's a hot take, Dale, sometimes it just comes
hot
out.
Hot take. So today was the first Patriots Monday of the season. Bill Belichick on with OMF around 4 o'clock today. We've already talked to James White and Daron Harmon. Patriots Monday began this morning with the first visit of the season on the new Greg Hill show of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. And I got to give Greg a lot of credit. He touched on all the things that fans are wondering about, mm-hmm. including selling the house and you know getting rid of the franchise tag and all of that stuff. One of the things that he was asked about, Tom was whether or not he's worried about finishing his career here with the Patriots.
You know, I think lessons I've learned in my life are you control the things that you can control, you know, and things that are out of your control, you just got to go with the flow. And, you know, again, I think I'm in a great mental place, great mental, emotional place to approach the season. Again, this isn't the first time around. So there's no point in worrying about things like that because there's so many what ifs and hypotheticals and this and that and this and that. If you spend all your time and energy on those things, you miss track of what's really most important, which is what's happening right now. And, you know, this is where I want to be. This is the team that I want to be a part of and leading, and I'm really excited about doing that. And there's really not much more to read into it than that.
Right now.
Right.
Right now. Like, this is the team I want to lead. This is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have the opportunity next spring to reevaluate in the moment.
Well, see, you're reading into the right now. I read into, this is the team I want to be a part of.
Forever.
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Well, see,
I read something different between those lines. I heard something different, Wiggy.
Because he says, this is the team I want to be a part of. So that tells
me. This team. Every team's a new team. And he's talking about
this organization. 90,
no, he didn't say this organization.
Well, this team.
This team.
Yeah, the Patriots.
This team that includes Gunnar Olszewski and all those guys. Those 90 men that he's doing battle with in Detroit. And those 90 men he's going to do battle with.
Well, I didn't
this
read
team.
That. I didn't hear it like that. I heard I want to be a part of this team.
Get a Q-tip. Clean that out a little bit. You'll hear a little.
You, remember how you said you can make anything, the vision of Brady and Stidham on the sideline, you could put anything you want to it. When you hear it, when you hear a specific, you know, when you hear audio and you hear it, you could turn it into anything.
And you're an expatriate, a Brady guy, you hear it one way. Yeah, and I'm objective. I just go in with an open mind and hear what
it is. You hear Jimmy differently than I do.
All right, let's give you another one here because Tom was adamant about one thing. He has been saying all along that he wants to play this game, professional football, until he's 45, and that hasn't changed.
I certainly hope so. It's a challenge. I mean, if there's one thing, as you do get older, and you know, again, speaking from some experience, you know, it's just a big commitment, and it's a lot of time and energy I put into getting ready for practice, getting ready, you know, post practice treatment. You know, the mental part of the game is, I would say, not the challenge. It's just really working hard to keep my body in physical preparation, physical shape. You know, that's a big challenge, and it's I'm certainly not a robot. There's a lot of time and energy to prepare myself and my body to play. So I love it. I love doing that, and I think that's why I've been very fortunate to be able to play as long as I have. But, you know, again, it's a physical sport. There's no certainties. I've had long-term goals, you know, and I've said 45 for a long time, and I hope I can make it there. I'm close, but, you know, I'm just going to take it and see, reevaluate after the year and see how I feel. And you know, hopefully I can just keep doing it.
He's close, but it's sort of like running the marathon. The first miles are the easier miles. As you get up there in 21, 22.
Well, he said the physical, the mental part of it is fine. He's good. Physical part gets harder the older you get.
But, and we may hear it, he also threw out a different number. The 45 has been pretty consistent for a while now. It's been a pretty solid benchmark.
Right.
He's thrown out another idea of the length of a contract extension. Might be longer than, say, because 3 years would get you to 45, right?
Right.
He's 42, so 43, 44, 45. You only need a three-year extension.
Right.
In another clip, do we have that clip, or am I teasing a clip
You're
or not
probably
playing?
Teasing it. But well,
okay, he said a five-year extension.
No, we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
Take that back. He didn't say a five-year
extension.
Because
one of the things he was asked about, I've said, I think that they're going to get an extension done even before this one-year contract comes to an end.
You spitballing on that, or you got sources?
No, I'm not. I got no sources.
So, Dale, it'll be done before the end of the season is what
It'll be done before the beginning of the business year.
Oh.
What about the Super Bowl? You just talked about it, February, whatever, 1st, 2nd,
like
very
second,
early.
Something mm-hmm. like that, yeah.
If we are all fortunate enough to be in Miami for the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
54,
yeah,
yep. Will Tom Brady have a long-term contract with the New England Patriots?
He might, but they won't have told you by then.
Okay.
What better way, though, on the eve of Super Bowl 54,
yeah, but
Saturday
that's, see,
night?
That's an individual thing. That takes too much away from
going
the team
on.
Thing.
So the deal gets done sometime after.
They may
after.
Have a deal done, but you won't know about it until after
the season.
And it'll be a real extension, not one that actually makes his term shorter right. with the team.
Well, and we talked, and Greg talked with Tom this morning about, is it possible that they could get something done during the year?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's just, again, there's so many different scenarios and hypotheticals, and you can talk for, you know, this is why it's great to be in your job. When I'm done, I'm going to come be, can I come work for you for a week?
Yes.
Just talk about all these different scenarios and situations, because that would be, I'm sure you can get into a lot of, be very fun to talk about lots of hypotheticals, but I can't. In my job, I can't talk about hypotheticals. I have to just talk about, you know, the present moment, and that's what we're doing. So, again, that's where I'm my head at.
So he gave us permission to talk about the hypotheticals. Yes. He understands that if you're doing 4 hours of talk radio,
you could talk hypotheticals.
You have to talk hypotheticals.
You can make stuff up.
And I think you term it talk hypotheticals.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yours has a negative connotation, yes. Make stuff up. Like, you're making stuff up.
So
you think he's going to have an extension.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think.
So hypothetically, does he get a 2-3 year, or what we heard him say, 5 year extension? Or
Not three.
Or are we right back here next year at this time where he's just done what we've seen where he gets the...
No. I can't envision that. So that he really goes year to year. So this year he didn't get an extension that he seemingly wanted. Mm-hmm. And then next year he's just going to take another somehow 1 year deal.
Like 1 year, like...
No.
Well, especially now because he could shop his services elsewhere.
Right. Hypothetically, he could...
Hey,
he
Robert.
Could
work. I was talking to... what's her name? Adams in Tennessee. She got a 3 year deal on the table. 3 years, 100 mil. Fully guaranteed. Any thoughts? Right, he could have that.
And see, that's why I think when I know Greg asked them about the franchise tag, that's why I think him not taking or him saying I don't want this in my deal where you can't franchise me, it puts him exactly to where you say, Andy, where he goes, you can't franchise me. Here's what I want. Here's what we need to do to get this thing done, or I'm going to walk.
So he's turning the tables, because I have heard plenty of people come in here, free agent visit, mm-hmm. third week of free agency, and they go, here it is. It's on the table.
Right.
You want it? Sign it.
Right.
You don't? Get out.
Right.
It's simple. We're not doing anything here. This is the offer. If
right.
you want to be annoying. So he's going to do the opposite. This is what I want.
So here's the napkin. Don't pass it back to me.
Right. It comes back only in large unmarked bills.
Right.
Because he has that opportunity. And I said, to me, that changed everything. I never envisioned Tom Brady going anywhere. I thought he
and
was
I still
here.
Don't, but...
But there's a crack.
No,
man.
There's a crack,
little,
but I don't think it's a great chance.
Yeah, and,
hit the hole. You know how he does on the QB sneaks, and he sees that little crack in the A-gap right there, and he just dives
right,
forward?
But
could we maybe never throw him a pass again, by the way?
Well, yeah, we'll stay away from that. Because his hands are not that good now.
No.
We've thrown him
nor
a couple,
are his legs.
Right. But I think that little crack isn't for, like, him going, okay, the reason why I want it is so maybe there's a 1% chance I walk. I think the crack is... Him doing that, so now in their mind, there's a 75% chance if they don't get this deal done, he walks away. So there, it rents more space in their head, which is Belichick and Kraft, than where it has that percentage of, do I really want to take this thing and walk away?
You think he can really rent space in Bill's head? Can he? Can Bill Belichick?
Well, maybe
be
not Bill's head, and not Bill's, but he could do it in Kraft's head.
And if he gets into Robert's head, that's all you got to do, because
right,
you're going one rung higher on
right.
the ladder.
Well, I don't think it would make a difference to Bill in the sense that if Brady were to walk away or if Brady were to stay, I think Bill will move on either way, and it makes no bit of difference to him. I think Kraft's the one where if Brady walks away, how does the public perception perceive this?
Oh, not good.
Right. And that's, and then they, now they don't perceive this good. Now, how's that on me?
Actually, we've taken some calls, Dale, both doing shows with you and on the weekend. There have been people who are on the, in Bill we trust. I mean, you're a 42-year-old quarterback. What are you really looking for here? How can we give you an X-year extension for X million?
And they also say, you know, there was a little slippage last year.
I'd be really interested to see how that, you know, the blame pie or however callers come.
And I asked this question before, whose legacy does it stain the most, Bill, Tom, or Kraft's? And I ultimately think that it would stain Kraft's legacy more than anybody else because I don't see Bill, I don't see Tom's production dropping that drastically. I still think he's a top 10 quarterback at the end of this year. I think this team is right back in the AFC Championship. Whether they win or not, who knows? But they're right back in that position. And then if you then allow a guy to leave who you know can still be productive for at least the next 2 years, you have no contingency plan. I think it's a bad look for Kraft if he lets him walk.
Two of the three parties, in my opinion, can enhance their legacy if they divorce. Right? You always had that whole debate. Does one want to win without the other?
Right.
So Tom could go somewhere else. If he goes and wins a Super Bowl, people are like, wow.
Right.
43, new team, new system, and he still won. Bill stays.
Right.
Bill wins a Super Bowl without Brady. He could enhance his life. But Robert can't enhance his legacy if you let Brady go, regardless of what happens. Because you had a guy for 20 years who you admitted you wanted him to be a lifetime Patriot.
Right.
So Robert has the most to lose.
Right, and that's why I don't think that, I think by Tom putting that in his contract, that would then rent space in Robert's head and going, there's no way I can let this guy walk out the door when he's still playing at the highest level, you know, possible at his position. He's still amongst the best. There's no way we can just say, okay, allow him to go somewhere else. And then what if he does go? Because I always say this, no matter where he goes, that team instantly becomes a contender.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then the Patriots, they're struggling to make the playoffs.
Maybe. What if Jimmy G comes back?
Well, if Jimmy G comes back, that tells me he didn't perform very well.
Might have just got dinged up.
And
might have got hurt again.
Well, now we're going into this 2020 with a quarterback who's coming off an injury?
And with Stidham as the backup. Because he looked good, too.
See, I don't.
And then Brady's in the Bay Area.
Let's not get slappy here, okay? Right, we're talking about a half of a preseason game. Let's just
But, Dale, would you agree that if Brady goes somewhere else, they become a contender, and now the Patriots, minus Brady, are a team that, who knows if they even make the postseason?
Well, then it sounds like you don't have much faith in the head coach here.
Well, no, it's not that I don't.
Oh, is this personal?
It's not about the faith in the head coach.
Well, wait a minute. He's a pretty good coach.
But you don't have a quarterback.
But he was a contender with Matt Castle.
Yeah, did they make the playoffs?
Nobody was a contender.
Did you make the playoffs?
They were 11-5 and lost.
Nobody wanted to play them. They were a team nobody wanted to play if they got in.
Well, guess what? They didn't get in.
Right, that's true.
So then you're a team that.
So you guarantee if Tom Brady leaves, Patriots will not make the playoffs.
I think there's a better chance that they won't make the play. And I would say I'd put that high. Put that relatively high, 90%.
So you're all in that it's Brady, it's not Belichick.
I've always thought that if I had a
choose. Do you feel like I'm trying to box you into a corner?
No. But I've answered this question before. I've always felt like if I had to pick one, I would take Tom over Bill.
Even right now?
Even right now.
I so disagree with that.
Well, for the next, what, 2 or 3 years?
Well, just for right now, if you had to pick. If you're Robert Kraft and they both walk in and say, listen,
him or
only
me.
One of us is staying.
Okay.
Pick. You'd say?
I would say, give me Tom.
Interesting. Oh,
boy, because at the end of the day.
How many more good years does Tom have? How many more good years do you think Belichick has?
But I don't know that with Bill. Bill's already said, I don't want to coach until I'm 70. So right now,
I think that was malleable too.
But I don't know. I mean, let's just play the game. So let's say they both 3 years, right? Bill doesn't want to coach till he's 70, and Tom, we know, wants to play till 45.
It's a good point
that
there.
That gives us 3 years. So who do I have a better chance with winning a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? Tom Brady is my quarterback and Josh McDaniels is my head coach, or Bill Belichick as my head coach and no Tom Brady as a quarterback?
How about Gerard Mayo as your head coach?
But either way.
I would take, it depends what, you keep saying that if Brady goes to a team, they're a contender. They're they're probably a contender before he goes. He's not going to a team that stinks.
I agree with that.
Like he's picking between teams.
If he goes to Tennessee, Tennessee's not technically a contender to win the Super Bowl, but they are
a playoff team.
Yeah, and I understand.
He's not picking some crap bum team.
No, and I agree with that. He's going to a team that is a playoff team that he's making a contender.
Right, taking the next step.
So there's my question. You got 3 years, right? Because we heard it from Bill. Who do you want? Bill, no Brady, or Brady, no Bill for 3 years, Brady and Josh?
I would take Brady and no Bill. If it's just 3 years, if I know for a fact I'm stuck at 3 years, right. It ends, there's a finite time period, I would take, because I think the quarterback is so big in the end. Right. We've seen quarterbacks with bad coaches
win
enough.
Right.
So I would go with Tom.
If Bill was 60,
giving you that sign
again. Bill was 62 years old, if Bill was 62 years old, I'd probably take Bill.
Age is just a number. 70 is the new 60.
I saw him running hills in the heat. He was good.
He looked
die. Fine.
He didn't die. Yeah, but Dale would have died if he had done it.
Oh, thanks.
But then I would win my death pool.
You have a death pool on Dale?
I don't have a death pool, but that was a question they asked me. Oh. Who would I pick first?
And truthfully, it wasn't that he thought I would die. He just hoped I would die that he could get the gig.
I would never get the because I couldn't lead the show.
It's not that hard.
I said Dale would go before Glenn. So that's all it was.
So you think they're both going to go?
No.
Well, he's hoping.
I mean, he's doubles his odds.
Doubles his chances,
Like Duran said, the more opportunity.
That's right.
617-779-7937. We'll get right back to your calls after.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ending now.
We return to Patriots Monday and Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
Let me give you just one last cut from this morning on the Greg Hill Show with Tom Brady, because the biggest story in the NFL right now concerns Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders and his threat, quote-unquote.
Well, James White cleared it up for us. There's no way he's skipping out on $30
million. We all know that.
Yeah, but we had an expert, an NFL player.
I understand. None of us think that he's going to walk away from $30 million guaranteed money. But
if he does, he's dumber than we ever gave him credit
for. Are you kidding? But his threat is, you let me wear my old helmet or I'm out. I'm not going to play, which is ridiculous. This is the year in which no more easing into this. We've set the cutoff date. It's this season. You have to wear one of the approved helmets. You take your pick. As long as it's approved, that's fine. And one of those guys who's had to make that move this year, hard though it may have been, is Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, who talked to Greg Hill about it.
Yeah, it's kind of, they kind of spoke to me last year about it. And I've been experimenting with a couple different ones. And I don't really love the one that I'm in, but I don't really have much of a choice, so I'm just trying to do the best I can to work with it. You kind of get used to the same helmet for a long period of time, and I did that. And my last helmet, I wore in the last 4 Super Bowls, so it was a pretty great helmet for me. And I hated to put it on the shelf, but, that was kind of what they said to do. So kind of what I'm dealing with, and I'm working with something else.
So
he's kind of dealing.
By the way,
him.
Aaron Rodgers is doing the exact same thing. Doesn't like his new helmet either.
And usually bitches about everything he doesn't like.
And is wearing the new helmet. In fact, the Oakland Raiders sent Antonio Brown pictures of Aaron Rodgers wearing his new helmet because Antonio was saying, well, they're not making the quarterbacks do this. Yeah, they kind of are.
How many games did Brady wear that new helmet last year?
Not very long.
So do we get to a point where he goes, all right, I tried it, because you can hear in that clip, he's not really a fan of it. He's like, I'm working with it, and let's see.
And he hasn't worked with it in game action yet.
Right.
Because he didn't play in the preseason opener.
Right.
So I want to ask you a question. So it's Sunday night, mm-hmm. September, is it the 8th, 9th?
The 8th, I believe.
Pittsburgh Steelers, Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady exits the locker room, puts on his helmet, and the NFL looks and goes, hey, that's the old helmet.
Right.
What are we doing here? Like, are they going to walk on the field and say, nope, you can't play?
Yes.
Come on!
I don't think so. I think they're going to let him play, and then they're going to fine him.
Yes.
Fellas, they're not going to let him play. They are not going to let him on the field wearing that helmet.
So they, by the way, Patriots would forfeit?
And your theoretical is stupid.
Well, you keep calling me stupid a lot.
I said your idea is stupid because Brady's already said he's going to wear the helmet.
No,
he's going to do the right thing.
He's working towards getting it.
Working on it. He doesn't love it.
He left it vague.
Yeah, what if he goes
no,
like...
No, he didn't.
He might feel like, oh, this is...
you're no fun.
What if you go out there the first game of the year and...
That game on Sunday, on Saturday morning with Mark James. Don't play it on a real show, okay?
What if his performance isn't up to par and he thinks in his mind it's because of this helmet?
Six interceptions. Yeah. He throws six picks against the Steelers in that new helmet. He is not going to like that new helmet.
I'm going to guess he's also not going to be such a... candy ass. He's going to blame the helmet.
We don't know. He said he went to four Super Bowls in his other helmet. Right. So clearly he's giving credit to that other helmet to go on a four.
Helping him win?
To go on a four Super Bowls.
He lost the Super Bowl with that helmet, too.
He didn't mention Gronk and other guys. He mentioned the helmet. Just like if he throws six picks, he won't mention the receivers. He'll mention the helmet.
Well, clearly it could be a good or a bad thing for him.
Because one of the rules around here is you don't talk about teammates.
No.
But you can talk about helmets.
Yes.
But you really think if Tom Brady went on the field with the old helmet...
Well, I understand the point of your question, even though you know he wouldn't.
You know?
Well, you do.
I know.
No, you do know that he wouldn't. We're talking about a guy who plays by the rules, despite what the commissioner of the National Football League would have you believe.
I was going to say, the track record says otherwise.
Well, those who believe that the Deflategate was real.
I would love to see him test it, because this is the ultimate... There's different rules for different people. If he goes out there and just says, bleep you, I'm wearing this helmet. You're on Sunday night. This network pays you billions of dollars. Every one of these games is one of the highest rated broadcast television programs of the year, not just sports. And you're going to risk not playing the game or taking Tom Brady out of the game. You want to see Brian Hoyer? Brian Hoyer, good luck.
Right. And you know what? And to back up your point, what did everybody tell you about Tyreek? Oh, the reason why he didn't get suspended is because the NFL doesn't want to take one of their best players off the field. Right. They don't want the Kansas City Chiefs going into this season and they don't have this explosive guy. He's good for ratings, this, that, and the other. That was a big part of the, yep. I don't know if you remember, but that was a big part of the Tyreek Hill, why he didn't get suspended. Because the NFL owners don't want that. Hey, they know that'll hurt their bottom. It's the same thing we will find out with Antonio Brown. Do you really think the NFL does not want Antonio Brown on the field?
Did you see what the NFL said today?
Yeah, but people say a lot of things.
Right.
When push comes
including
to shove.
Him, and when they say, you know, you don't get the 30 mil.
But the guy who said that is in the business of saying things. He's a spin doctor, right? He's a PR guy.
Right,
He's a mouthpiece. That's what they do for a living. And guess what? Then the rubber meets the road.
Right.
You're really going to say, nope, the Raiders aren't, and you were building a new stadium in Vegas that's invested in this team, and we're going to take its star. Now, I do think one thing that's a little different, I think if Antonio Brown, whoever, a player on the Patriots, I think phone calls will be made by Robert Kraft. I don't know if Mark Davis has the yolk to make phone calls to affect change in these
areas. Yeah, but I think it comes down to, it's like I said, it's the same with the Tyreek Hill thing, right? It comes down to what they feel like the NFL is going to affect their bottom line. And if they weren't willing to suspend Tyreek Hill for not even a game based off of the audio and all this other stuff, you weren't willing to suspend him. And there was, you know, everybody was because the NFL doesn't want to hurt their bottom line. You think they're going to let arguably the best wide receiver in the game, who's now in Oakland with Gruden, right? The Gruden guy, they're on Hard Knocks. There's this whole thing going on. And they know that they know if Antonio Brown's not on the field, the Oakland Raiders are not the same. Nobody is going to care.
Oh, not even close.
And they know this affects their bottom line. It's going to be
interesting. With Gronk out of the league, he may be the most important non-quarterback in football.
Well, this whole arbitrator he has and everything, it's going to be interesting to see what the NFL really does.
Here's why they can't do what you suggest, which is you got to let them. You got no choice. You got to
can't tow all the cars.
You also can't stop, if you let him, how are you going to stop all the other players?
Well, you said it's the 10-year rule.
The 2000, he didn't say anything about a 10-year rule here. He just said Tom Brady goes out there and says, screw it, I'm wearing the helmet.
This is my perfect example of proving there are different rules for different people.
No, Andy said that he...
But the Players Association is going to say, come on, no, really? We made an agreement. We did.
We NFL was dumb. PA. We ain't with you anymore.
Right.
Me.
Not every player in the league really is always on board with what the NFLPA has to put out there. And they might say, okay, here, we're going to revise this rule. Anybody who's been in the league more than 10 years has to sign this waiver, and they can wear the helmet that they've been wearing. And it's probably not going to be a long list of people.
And I would make it that, by the way, the helmet they've been wearing. You can't suddenly say, I want an old helmet or a different old helmet or something weird. If you've been wearing a helmet that is now no longer legal, you're grandfathered in, keep wearing it, good luck.
Sign this waiver.
Please go score touchdowns and make us more money.
Right.
Now, supposedly, when Antonio Brown had his arbitration hearing, for lack of a better term, wasn't a hearing, but he you know,
like
argued his
call,
case
right
in, right, in
yeah.
front of the arbitrator. Supposedly, the argument he tried to make here is, I'm going to hold the NFL responsible if I wear the new helmet and I get hurt. It's a dumb argument. Because there is no helmet on the planet of any kind. Right. I mean, they say it right on the helmet.
Yes.
So what? If that's his big argument, well, I'm going to hold him responsible if I get hurt wearing this thing. You're not going
to win. But doesn't that counter their argument going, oh, you need to wear this helmet because it's more...
Because it's safer.
But maybe.
But
oh, no, they certified that it's safer.
They certify a lot of things that don't...
Right, but it's
out.
Safer by the specific guidelines that they put in place. Now, if there was, you could take his helmet.
Wiggy, there is not a 10-year-old helmet on the planet that is as safe as they're making now.
No, I'm not saying that, but he could then make the point that this helmet might be safer, but it's not going to stop me from getting hurt. And so, by me wearing my other one, yes, do I run the risk of it's like the seatbelt that goes across your chest, right? There's one that goes across your chest, and they used to have the ones that go across your waist. Now, the one that goes across your chest will protect you more than the one that'll go across your waist, but you're still protected if you just wore one around the waist. And so that's kind of what Antonio Brown's saying is that, yeah, I might run the risk of getting hurt with one of the new helmets, but I'm still protected in my old helmet.
And, oh, by the way, I think it hinders my vision or my comfort. Right. I might not be at my best.
And, by the way, it's ridiculous because, as James White pointed out, it's get the right face mask.
Yeah,
on.
But it doesn't. But
it's not the helmet.
But
it's
not
the
just
face
the face.
Mask.
No, so it is the part that wraps down and around. That's what Brady complained about. Is that remember when Wes Welker started wearing one and they were making fun of him because
right.
they had the extra like
right
cheek
the padding
protectors
stuff. Right.
And stuff.
But it would be no different than in hockey if they said, "No, Chara, you have to wear the shield." He could then go, "Well, I can't because it hinders my vision." But they're saying it's safer for you to wear the shield. So he's going, no, but it's not for me because it hinders my vision, and now it puts me, I feel like, at more of a risk. So that would be the difference, right? I mean, that would be something that you could relate to Chara if they told him he had to wear the shield. And he goes, no, I'm not wearing it.
Carl's in Watertown. Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Well, fantastic, boys. Good to hear you back on Patriots Monday. You guys are crushing it.
Thank you.
Hey, so I think this Brady contract situation is actually good for the Patriots in the short term, and there's two reasons I think so. One is Brady's going to be fired up this year, right? This is a contract year, essentially. He's out there to prove to every other team, potentially, that is going to sign him in free agency next year that he's still the quarterback that can go and win them Super Bowls. And we've seen Brady in the past when he's pissed off, when he has a chip on his shoulder, this dude performed, and I'm expecting the same thing from him this year. So I'm looking forward to the season, and I think he's going to crush it.
Maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder, but if he does, he put it there himself.
Right.
He's the one who didn't want them to be able to franchise him. But
he wanted the...
The long-term deal, though.
Autonomy is the word Tom Curran keeps using,
right,
and
right.
he's tied into the Brady camp. And he finds various motivations.
But then he also wants the long-term deal, it seems like they didn't want to give him.
Right, so he's going to say, bleep you.
Right.
You should have given it to me.
So,
look at this.
Right, now look at me. I'm the MVP of the league, and you
it's
weren't...
like getting in shape when you're getting divorced so you can find a new hottie.
Right, and I'm the... Now look at me.
Did you do that?
I haven't been divorced.
Well, now, oh, okay.
But if I were going to get divorced, I would get in shape.
Yeah.
And all it does is hurt the Patriots because now all he does is go out there. He has an MVP caliber year. They win a Super Bowl. And now when he hands them that napkin, it says 3 years, $100 million guaranteed.
Yep.
What else you got coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Non-stop, wall-to-wall coverage of the Patriots. We're back with Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we either didn't get to or didn't get to a particular aspect of it.
What else you got?
Wiggy?
All right, safety Eric Reed from the Carolina Panthers thinks the NFL is back up to its whole conspiracy. Now, you know he sued the league, him and Colin Kaepernick, for the knee collusion. And last year when he got into the league, he said in 11 weeks they tested him 7 times, drug tested him.
Wow. Random. Randomly.
Yeah, totally. Randomly. And now it's been training camp, he's already been tested 3 times. So he thinks there's a conspiracy trying to take him down.
Well, what else you got?
Shouldn't call out the league, I guess. Lesson here.
Andy?
So we played a lot of clips from Tom Brady this morning on the Greg Hill Show. Very good interview. Touched on a lot of topics. And near the end of the interview, Fitzy checked off a bucket list item. Got his dream
of
asking
them.
Brady a question. They started talking about Tom's greatest throws. And in the midst of that, Tom sort of admitted that he's trying to take a page out of Patrick Mahomes' playbook.
There's a lot of ones to Moss. There was some to Stallworth. Some ones to David Patton. We always got to kind of pick the long ones. There was a cool one I threw to Brandon Tate against the Minnesota Vikings. I fell down. Or what happened? I scrambled. And then I just turned around and I threw it to Brandon Tate. It was at home with Brett Favre as the quarterback. And he caught it and ran for a long touchdown. That was a pretty cool play. I threw one from my butt one time against the Bengals to Patrick Pass, like a 7-yard gain. So that was pretty good, too. No left-handed passes or no-look passes yet, but I'm working on those. So those might be in the repertoire this year. We got to try to add something to the top 10. This could be cool.
So watch for it. Tom Brady throwing left-handed. No, you guys don't want him catching anymore.
No passes to the tight end in this top 10. I don't get it.
I'm sure there's some in there. There's got to be Gronks in there. Oh. But wait for him to do that no-look. That's what I'm looking for. Bill will love that.
What else you got?
Fitzy was so excited Tom Brady talked about his butt. It was like, oh yeah. So, one of the highlights of the previous incarnation of this show when Michael and I were on together, we had the manager's report. And we would talk to the manager of the Red Sox. And we had an interview one time with Terry Francona. While he was on the phone with us, his car got rear-ended. And he goes, no, geez. And he got hit by a car in Fort Myers. So, it wasn't exactly the same. But Peter King was doing a phone interview on the Dan Patrick Show.
Maybe the best Cowboy team we've seen in a while. Would you?
I think it is.
Echo that? Okay.
Hey, Dan, guess what?
What?
This is hilarious. I got stopped for talking on a cell phone.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm talking to you. So now I have to hang up. The cops come to the car. Sorry about that.
Do you want me to talk to the police officer?
Oh, no.
He just hung up.
Oh, boy.
I thought he had a hot take on the Cowboys.
I thought he was getting breaking news.
Yeah, like he just got texts about feet or something, frostbite.
Like Ezekiel Elliott was going to be in camp.
Okay, who wants a piece of the bet? Does Peter King get a warning or get a ticket? New poll question. And does he drop what he does for a living in some fashion? Because he's a pretty famous guy, if you like the NFL.
And I don't know the answer. Did we find out if he got a warning
or a
ticket?
Did he call back or something? He got a ticket?
He got a ticket.
Now, how did he know that they pulled him over for talking to a cell phone before they even got to the car?
Could have been driving while white.
Wiggy, leave it alone.
Trust me, Wiggy, leave it alone. I'm kind of upset. Like, how did he even know?
That's coming in Massachusetts, right? Pretty soon, Massachusetts is going to be a hands-free state.
All hands-free.
That hasn't started yet, though, has it?
I don't think so.
How do I know when I could get Peter King?
Let's see on your way home today.
Which ones aren't hands-free? So if we are driving, like what states?
Well, you got to know the laws. As a driver, it's your duty to know the law of each state you drive through.
There's no like signs like as you're driving down the highway?
I bet you there actually are. I bet you there are signs when you enter. There will be in Massachusetts. Yeah. It's like hands-free state. Mm-hmm. You must use Bluetooth or whatever.
All right, we got to get out of here. Fellas, I'll see you tomorrow back in Brighton. Well, he'll be back in Brighton. You and I are coming
down. Yeah, we'll be here.
We'll be down.
That's all right.
OMF is coming up next here at Gillette Stadium. Bill Belichick will be on with them at about 4 o'clock. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.